sponsored generously, anonymously, in the discuss of Rachel Delia Bat Elisheva Chaya Devora. I'm going to say it at every program. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but it's important.
No, thank you.
So, welcome. You may begin.
Thank you. Okay, so one thing I did forget, and that's to ask people to bring a Tanakh to class, but we'll manage without it. Besides the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim, I believe the second longest speech is the speech that we're going to be doing today, and that is the speech of Abigail. I never really get to talk about my own namesake, but it's the speech of Abigail. We're going to begin today. It's a long story. We're going to try to see how much we get through it. It's a story, quite a fascinating story, the story of Abigail and David before he's King David. Just a little bit of historical background to the story. The story takes place in the Judean desert, Midbar Yehuda. It's not far from Hebron, not far, if you're familiar, Otniel. It's not far. It's like south of Hebron is where the story that we're going to be reading. It's the area where David escapes from Shaul. I assume that's a story we're all familiar with, when David is escaping from Shaul. And there are various stories in Sefer Shmuel that describe different hideouts. One of the hideouts happens to be Midbar Yehuda. David is safer in the territory of Yehuda than in the territory of Binyamin. And that's why we'll find him in En Gedi. He hides in En Gedi. He hides not far from Beit Shemesh, Me'arat Adulam, because that's also Judean territory. And that's the background for the story. David is hanging out. He's not by himself. Anyone who who's running away from the law joins David. And at some point, he'll have quite a few hundred men, very bitter people, who are joining David. So it's not just this one David running around the mountains. It's David with a whole troop of a few hundred people. The story that we're going to be doing today has an interesting introduction. Vayamat Shmuel. Shmuel dies. Now Shmuel has been somewhat of a protector of David. As long as Shmuel was around, David always felt he has somewhere that he could run away to his house, and he would be safe from the hands of Shaul. Here, Vayamat Shmuel, he lost that protection. Vayamat Shmuel, Vayikvitzu Chol Yisrael, Vayispedulo, Vayikberuhu Beveito Barama. Vayakom David, Vayered al Midbar Paran. David has to leave because now he no longer has that protection. And now the next story begins. Ve'ish b'Maon. Maon is the name of a place in south of Hebron, Drom Har Hebron. Ve'ish b'Maon, u'ma'asehu ba'Karmel. Karmel is not the Karmel up north. There's a Karmel up north that we know, Har Karmel, from the stories of Eliyahu. This is a Karmel in Midbar Yehuda, which exists till today. Today there's a yeshuv named Karmel in this area. So his business is in this place called Karmel. Ve'ha'ish gadol me'od. Gadol is very important and very wealthy, this man. Ve'lotzon shloshet alafim. 3,000 heads of sheep. Now a large herd of sheep today, a large flock of sheep, a large flock is 300. 3,000 is an extremely large flock of sheep. Then 1,000 goats. Vayehi bigzoz etzono bakarmel. And the event, the season that we're talking about, is what we call Chag Hagez. Chag Hagez is the time when they shear, which is probably spring, beginning of summer. And there was always considered any new time period with the animals or with the crop was a source of celebration. And this was Chag Hagez. That's what it was called. It's the time of shearing. It was a great celebration. V'shem Ha'ish Naval. The name of this man is Naval. Now, those of you who understand Hebrew are laughing, because Naval means lowlife. It means lowlife. Now, no mother in their right mind names their child Naval.
It's a nickname.
It's not a nickname. It's not a nickname. It's Shem Ha'ish Naval. There are several names in Tanakh which we wonder about. For example, Machlon and Chilion, sickness and disaster. Right? No mother names their child those names. But these are all names that probably have a positive meaning as well. We only know the negative meaning because that's what's stuck to them. But Machlon and Chilion, we know the name Machla is one of the daughters of Tzlofchad. It can mean dance, machol, right? It comes from the word machol. Chilion, we know that kelim were pieces of jewelry. So dance and jewelry were nice names. They have a nice connotation. Naval does not only mean a lowlife. It comes from very good. As Chassi is showing us, it's a harp. One is a harp, and it's not. Maybe we could suggest maybe the father played the harp. We know this guy is going to be related to David. This Naval, they're from the same tribe, and we know that. What is David? Ochez banevel, who machzik banevel. So it's not far fetched. Naval also means a jug that holds wine. Maybe the family were winemakers. We also know the vineyards of Midbar Yehuda. And the finest vines grow in the cold area. Until today, you find when you go through on your way to Ephrat, pass by Neve Daniel, you'll see the vines. So it's very possible these are family that worked in vines. But they did not call their son lowlife. Right? They called their son Naval. Later on, it's going to have going to be given a different interpretation. V'shem ish Naval, v'shem ishto Avigail. What's the meaning of the name Avigail? So today we explain it as bring joy to my father. Generally in Tanakh, when we say Avi, we don't mean the father, we mean God. Like Aviezer, Elohei Avi Be'ezri is really is God. Avigail can mean my father, a God who brings the redemption, Ge'ulah, is one of the explanations. It's not Avigail as my father was happy. It's Avigoel, Hashem Mevi'et HaGe'ulah, is one of the interpretations for the name Avigail. V'ha'isha, Tovat Sechel, V'yifat Mar'eh. The woman is beautiful and bright. V'ha'ish Kasheh. He is a difficult man. He is a stubborn, difficult man. The Rama Alalim, the Hu Chalibi. What does it mean, the Hu? And he is Chalibi. So some of the interpretations say he is like a kelev. He is like a dog. In Tanakh, dogs are not considered a respected animal. With apologies to all those who have dogs. Dogs is not considered an animal that is respected in Tanakh. Another interpretation is he is from the family of Kalev. He's from the family of Kalev, and we're going to see Kalev is also from the Judean family, and there's a lot of strife here over which family should the leadership go to. Vayishma David Bamidbar, ki gozez Naval et sono. David is out there Bashetach, he's out there running away, and he hears that there is Chag Hagez. And along with Chag Hagez, which we said was a celebration, you would have a great feast. Vayishlach David asara ne'arim. Vayomer David la ne'arim. Alu Charmela uvatem el Naval ushaltem lo vishmi l'shalom. David sends his ten of his people. It says, go to Naval and wish him greetings in honor of the celebration. V'amartzu shaltamu bishmi l'shalom. V'amartem kol echai, which those of you, any Sfardim here? It became part of a very famous piyut. V'amartem kol echai, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Right? So say to him, kol echai, greet him l'shalom. Ramatim kol echai, ve'ata shalom, uveitcha shalom, v'chol asher shlecha shalom. It's just a beautiful greeting, greet him. And then continue, he gives them more instructions to his men. Ve'ata shamati ki gozazim lecha ata haro'im. Now I hear that you're having this festivity. Asher lecha hayu imanu, lo echlamnum, ve'lo nifkad lahem me'uma, Kol yemei hayotam b'Karmel. I'm going to read the psukim and explain them literally, but we're going to have many questions. What he tells them is, tell your master, go to Naval, and tell him, we've heard of the feast, and now you should know that my men have been very good to your people. My hundreds of people that I've been walking around with have been very good to your people, Mr. Naval. And throughout the entire time period that we've been in the desert, your flock has not been damaged. And we made sure, sort of, it sounds like almost there was a protection. When we say protection, some sort of a mafia. It sounds like a mafia. David Hamel says, as long as we were in the desert, no one damaged your flock. We were out there to protect them. No one hired David. But it says, we protected them. And therefore, in payment for those services, we think it would only be right for you to feed us from the feast. Let's read this again. I just want to read it. Lo nifkad lehem uma kol yemei hayotam b'Karmel. As long as your people were out with their flock, my men, David says, had protected them. Sha'ama na'arecha. Ask your people. V'yagidu lach. V'yimtzua na'arim chen b'inecha k'al yom tov banu.
And then just so give us something, whatever it is that you have, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be from the finest cut of meat that you're offering, but give us whatever it is that you want, something.
David's men come to Naval. David, Naval, David, and they wait for Naval's response. Vayan Naval et Avdei David. And this is what Naval answers. Vayomer, mi David, umi Ben Ishai. Who does this David think he is? Who's this Ben Ishai? Hayom rabu avadim hamitpartzim ish mipnei Adonav. What does that mean? Hayom rabu avadim hamitpartzim ish mipnei. Today, anybody who wants to come and say, make himself a leader, goes ahead and makes himself a leader. V'lakachti et lachmi et meimai v'tivchati. What am I going to take? My own food, my own bread, my own water, my own tivchati asher tavachti, my own meat that I gave for my men, and give it to these people I don't know? Asher lo yadati? Eimi zehema? Now the truth is, he might not know him so well, but he has a point. He has a point. He has a good point. I never hired this David. He decides he wants to protect him. He never had made a contract with me. And why should I go feed him from my... He does have a good point. It's not unreasonable. As I said, we're going to have more questions here at this point. So David's servants go back to David. They come and say, this is what Naval responded. Vayomer David le'anashav, chigru ish charbo. Each one, arm yourself with your weapons. Now we don't even know, the Tanakh doesn't even need to tell us what they're planning on doing. It's very clear. When you're telling a few hundred men to arm yourself with weapons, this means a war. They're declaring war. Vayachgaru et charbo, vayachgar gam David et charbo, vayalu acharei David ke'arba meot ish. So first of all, we know how many people are here. We're 600 men with David. 400 are joining David with their swords, and 200 are staying back with the camp. Now this scene here of 400 men has to make a very clear association in our minds. When's the last story of 400 men that Esav Ha'admoni, the ruddish Esav, and the now David Ha'admoni, who's known as Ruddy Esav, with 400 men. But clearly in the mind is supposed to make us the association. The Tanakh is not happy with David by presenting him as he's Ole with his Cherev with 400 men. And as I said, what's going on in this story? People... This is Midbar Yehuda. The story is taking place in Midbar Yehuda, not in the city. those who live outside of the city need more protection from thieves. Those who are living at right, the outskirts, what we say, the spav. There's not a lot of, the law is not really working very well here. There's no good law enforcement. Why? Where's what's the king busy doing? What's the army busy doing? We have Shaul and 3,000 soldiers all busy chasing after David. Now, when that's what the entire army is doing, chasing after David, that means there's not really a lot of protection for those who need the protection. We'll see that in various stories, that those who need the protection don't have it. So David fills in this void. He says, we're in the desert. We will protect. But it's even though he's not, he fills in a certain void. We will protect. There's no written contract, but there's a certain understanding. We're doing this. We're here anyway. We're doing this. And one should show hakarat hatov, some sort of gratitude. There's no formal legal law here. And that's what's happening here. Naval, what is Naval? When we say about Naval Birshut HaTorah, is anybody familiar with Naval Birshut HaTorah? Naval Birshut HaTorah, which Naval, we said, meant a lowlife, but when we use the phrase Naval Birshut HaTorah, it's saying when someone formally is not obligated to do something, but it's the right thing to do. Formally, their Naval is not obligated to pay David for his services. He never hired him. But it's the menschlich, it's the right thing to do. He benefited from these services. Formally, he wasn't, you know, they never had a, right? He said, lo yadati. He benefited from the services, and therefore it's considered the right thing to do. David, on the other hand, since formally, he wasn't hired, David can go ahead and start killing the entire family of Naval is very extreme. Because David does not have the right to demand his, first of all, we're talking about food, that's not something you kill for. David does not have the right to demand. We're both characters here are going to be criticized in this story. Naval is a Navala. Naval is a lowlife. Naval is a Naval for not showing gratitude. What are the words that he uses? Lo yadati. Whenever there's always a key phrase, especially in Sefer Shemot that we're doing now. Lo yada. What does it say about Yosef, about Paro? We have a new king, Asher lo yada. When we have the lo yada, it's lack of gratitude. That's what we're going to teach through Leman Teda. We're going to teach Paro a lesson in gratitude. And that's what Am Yisrael are going to have to learn throughout the entire desert. Ladat, which is to show gratitude. He says, lo yadati. David, on the other hand, is at a risk here of becoming an Esav. When we have the Cherev, what was it? Al Charbecha Tichye. When we have the Cherev, David walking up with the sword with the 400 men, says we don't know how the story is going to unravel, is at risk. Now, why does Naval not want to show gratitude? He also gives an argument here. Hayom rabu anashim abadim amitpatim ish mipnei adonav. And I want to offer two suggestions. First of all, he might not want to help David because David is considered a traitor against the king. Some eved who goes against his master? So then I might be in trouble. That's one possibility. I mentioned earlier that another possibility why he doesn't want to help him, and that's because there's an argument of leadership within the Judean tribe. Who are the descendants? Who's the father of David? Yishai. And who's the father of Yishai? Oved. And the family Oved comes from Peretz. Ayom Rabu Avadim, Oved, Mitpartzim, Peretz, Ish Mipnei Adonav, Yishai. So we have Ish, Oved, Peretz. Which could be saying, this is not when we go through the dynasty, which we don't have it in front of us, this dynasty is the younger dynasty. I'm not interested in this this dynasty. The leadership should come from his family, which is Ram and a different family. So those are two suggestions as to, but the bottom line is he has no hakarat hatov. Let's see what's going to happen. David is on his way up. I'm going to read this verse again. Vayomer David la'avada la'anashav chigru ishet charbo vayachgoru ishet charbo vayachgor gam David et charbo vayalu achrei David ke'arbamot ish u'matayim yeshvu al hakelim. And with that, we end this scene. David is going up, and we don't know how that's going to unravel. Meanwhile, our camera in the chapter shifts to what's happening back in the household of Naval. Ule Avigail, that's where she becomes a main character in the story. Eshet Naval, Higid Nar Echad Mehane'arim Leimor. One of Naval's servants approaches Avigail. And says, Hine shalach David malachim mehamidbar levarechet Adonenu vayat bahem. David had sent one of his men to greet us in honor of the festives. And what did Naval do? Vayat. What is vayat? Kick them away. Vehaanashim tovim lanu meod. Who's saying this? The servants. He said, these people, they did offer us. They helped us. V'hanarim tovim lanu me'od. V'lo hochlamnu v'lo pokadnu me'uma. As long as they were out in the territory, we were protected. Kol yemei hitalachnu itam b'yotenu basadeh. Choma hayu aleinu gam laila gam yomam. They protect us daytime. They protect us nighttime. Kol yemei hayotenu imam ro'im hatzon. You better think of some sort of plan, because we're going to be in big trouble, because David justified, first of all, a hungry army, a hungry group of men are going to be very, very angry, also very vicious and very, very angry. He talks to him. Ben Belial, also another phrase for a low life. Interestingly, that the Na'ar, the servant, knows that the right person to approach in the family in order to fix this situation is going to be Avigail. Quickly, Vatimaher Avigail, Vatikach Mataim Lechem, she takes 200 loaves of bread, Ushnaim Nivle Yain. How do they have so much food in the house? There was a party that's taking place. Ushnaim nivle yain, the nevel yain, which means in the jugs of wine. Chamesh tzon, five sheep. Now a sheep makes a huge amount of meat. Five asuyot. Chamesim kali, roasted grain. Umeatzim mukim, and some raisins and figs. Batasem ala chamorim, and she loads up the donkeys. Vatomer lanara, ivru lefanai, quickly, you go quick, because it's going to take me a while, but you go quick, but you need to stop David. Hineniach harechem ba'a, uleisha naval lo higida. And she doesn't say anything to David. To her husband. Sorry, to Naval. Vayahi rochevet al chamor, v'yoredet beseter ha'har. She makes sure to go in a secret path so her husband won't be aware. V'hine, as she's going down, hine David v'anashav, yordim likrata, v'tivgoshotam. David v'anashav yordim likratav. Now this is very strange if you follow the Hebrew. It says she's going down, and as she's going down, David and his men, it should have said, are going up. But it says, as she's going down, David v'anashav yordim. So one possibility is maybe they're going some other mountain here. Another possibility, the verb laredet in Tanakh is a very tricky verb. It always means to go down, but many times it means to go down spiritually. So you can have someone going down physically, and you always have to be careful, when is it going down spiritually? Right? With Yonah. V'yonah yarad yarketei hasfina vayered yafov. Yeah, it goes down, down, down. That is to go down spiritually. And so we always have to be aware when it's to go down. So here is going down spiritually, and we don't know what's going to happen with the story of David. But if Goshatam, the David Amar, David had said to himself earlier, a few minutes ago, whatever, Ach la sheker shamarti et kol asher lazeba midbar, velo nifkad mikol asher lo mu'uma, Vayashav li ra'a tachat tova. I've wasted my time. It's been a chaval that I've helped this person. Because I helped him, but this was an unwritten agreement that it will help. But you'll pay us back when at these festivities. Ko yaseh Elohim lo'ovei David. Ko yaseh Elohim is it's lashon shvua. It's a vow. Ko yaseh Hashem lo'ovei David. V'cho yosif im ashir mikol asher lo ador haboker mashtin bakir. Says I'm going to wipe out this entire family. That's what he had told himself. V'tere Avigail at David. Avigail sees David. V'temeher v'tered ma'ala chamor. She quickly gets off her donkey. She falls and bows down. V'apei David al paneha. V'tishtachu aretz. V'tipol al raglav. She falls to his feet. And here begins the long speech. V'tomer. And this is what she says. And we'll see five components here of a brilliant speech. V'tomer. Bi Adoni He'avon. When someone is angry, the first thing a person needs to hear in order to be appeased is that someone takes responsibility. And now you don't blame them. What does she say? I take responsibility. Bi Adoni He'avon. A person wants to know that someone's taking responsibility. Not saying, not to give excuses. First thing she says, Bi Adoni He'avon. V'tedaberna amatzcha be'oznecha. What's the next thing that she does? She refers to him, she humbles herself, which gives him honor. Because what was the problem here? He felt degraded. So he says, she refers to him as your servant. La, my servant. Ushma divrei amatzecha. It will be repeated. Amatzecha means your servant. And it's going to be repeated over and over again. Ana yasim adoni et libo el ish hablial hazeh al naval. And then what does she say? Don't pay attention to this low life. Kichi shmo kenhu. Naval shmo nevala imo. He lives his namesake. His name is Naval and nevala imo. Va'ani. So she says, first of all, she also belittles the insult. So first of all, the number one, and this you can really learn a lot of psychology from Abigail's speech. Number one, this was my fault. I take responsibility. Number two, she humbles herself. Number three, she belittles. She tried to, let's make, it's not as big as a deal. It's not a big deal.
You should,
yeah.
Does Duffy know that she is
yes.
his wife?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And of course, had I seen them, of course we would have fed you. I hadn't seen them. And what does she refer to him? If she amatcha, my master. Says Baruch Hashem, God has prevented you from murder. Now, a very good way to encourage someone to do the right thing is to make the assumption that they're already doing the right thing. Good for you that you managed to do X, Y, and Z when they didn't do it yet. But they know already when we tell them that we're very impressed the way you're sitting and learning and studying for the test when they're not studying yet for that. But they know that we have such an expectation. Now that's what does she say here? She says, she praises him. She praises him for not killing. He's even though he didn't decide yet not to kill. What is it? V'atzadni chay Hashem v'chay nafshech Hashem minacha Hashem mibo b'damim. Says what? And also she brings God into this story. V'oshayat chalach v'ata you kenaval oy vecha v'makshim al adoni ra'a. And the next thing she says, first of all, she doesn't try to back up her husband, who is a lowlife in the story. And she adds something very important, says that let God take care of him. It's not your job. V'ata bracha zot asher hevi shivchatcha la'adoni v'nitna la'na'arim ha'mitachim b'ragli adoni. And finally, here's food. That's what you wanted, and here is food. Habracha. There are many ways in Tanakh to appease someone. One of the main ways we find is through a bracha, an offering. Here it also becomes very similar to the story of Esav and Yaakov. What does Yaakov bring? Yaakov is bringing the bracha. HaBracha hazok l'chachi. He brings the bracha in order to appease him. He brings the bracha. She brings a full meal. She brings meat. And then she brings the dessert for the end, which is much more than they could have bargained for. Sana l'fesha amatecha ki aso ye'aseh Hashem. Sana l'fesha. She also apologizes. Right, so we really have every single mama. If someone ever was in a difficult situation with someone, if you would follow how to build a speech, this is considered really the art of speech. The speech of Abigail, the greatest speech. I think that was not out of the class, but this is definitely considered the greatest speech in Tanakh. In when someone wants to appease someone, it says how is it done? The atabacha. Sana lefesha amatecha. Takes again ends with taking responsibility and asking forgiveness. Ki aso yaseh Hashem le'Adoni bayit ne'eman ki milchamot Adonai Adoni nilcham ve'ra'a lo timatze becha mi'anecha. And then she's ending off something very, very important. It says, you have greater battles to fight than this battle. Milchamot Adonai Adoni nilcham. Don't waste your efforts on this one low life. You eventually are going to be, it seems like she knows that eventually he's going to be king. Obviously, so according to Chazal, she's a prophet, and this is good. We're going to get to her prophecy shortly. Let's just read this. Sana l'fesh amatecha. I want to read this again. Ki aso yaseh Hashem Adoni bayit ne'eman. We know the phrase bayit ne'eman b'Israel. It's taken from Abigail's speech. Bait Ne'eman is taken from here.
What does it mean?
A well-established house. Omen is a strong, right. You mean you bless someone, but to Bait Ne'eman Bisrael. So Bait Ne'eman is a well-established. Omen comes from the word to establish. Amen also means that. That's what Amen means, to establish God's name. Bait Ne'eman. Ki milchamot Adonai Adoni nilcham. Your battles are battles of God. Not they shouldn't be something personal. And if you are careful not to get distracted by the personal battles, then you will be a moral person. Clearly in our minds we have to be thinking of Shaul, who made his battles into the personal. And here what we see, well, now we have a new understanding of everything that's going on here. David is not only at risk of becoming Esav. David is at risk of becoming Shaul. Shaul is the one that makes his battles, and the personal battles, into the main battles. Shaul is the one that's by force going to try to get that which he believes belongs to him. And Abigail is going to have to teach David, is going to try to teach David a lesson. Says, and I think the most important lesson that Abigail is going to teach him, we're going to get to in a couple of sentences, is that malchut, leadership, is something that is granted by God, and it is not something that one takes by force. Leadership is granted. And it's nothing that's taken by force. And we're going to have to see if does he learn this lesson. Vayakom adam lirdofecha. She's continuing to speak. Ulevakesh et nafshecha. Vehaita nefesh adoni tzrura bitzror hachayim. And then she says, there's many phrases that we're familiar with. I just want to explain the words. If it should have, vayakom adam, and when you are chased by one, and who is she referring to? Shaul, if Shaul, ulevakesh et nafshecha, may God protect you. Ve'aita nefesh Adoni tzrura bitzror hachayim et Adonai Elohecha, ve'et nefesh oivecha yikle'ena betoch kaf hakala. Kaf hakala is a slingshot. That's kaf hakala. Kaf hakala says that God should help you should help you against your enemies, enemies who want to kill you. But this person is not one of those enemies. God should help you. By the way, where do we know the phrase? V'aita nefesh Adoni tzura bitzura chayim. First of all, if you look on the Parochet in Shul, there's a little Rashi Tevot, Taf Nun Tzadi Bet Hei. Tehe nafsho tzura bitzro hachayim. May his soul be bound within the souls of life. It's taken from Avigail. Tan tzava tenishmato tzura bitzro hachayim is taken from... So on a matzeva, it will say tansava, but you'll always see it on a parochet. Next time you go to shul, you'll see on the parochet, it'll always say, this parochet is in memory of so-and-so, tansava. V'haya ki yaseh Adonai la'adoni k'chol asher diber et hatova lecha. When God will fulfill his word, kol hatova, and this is where Chazal say that this is, she is a prophet. V'tzivcha l'nagid al Yisrael, Nagiz is a king. When you will become king, v'lo tiyeh zot lecha lefuka ulemichshol. This will be, if you do not control yourself here, this will be the stumbling block between you and the kingship, this action. And therefore you have to be very careful. V'lo tiyeh lecha la'adoni lishpoch dam chinam ulehoshi adoni lo ve'tiv adonai la'adoni. And when that happens, remember me. V'zacharta et amatecha. Et amatecha. Obviously, she didn't like her husband very much. I was very clear. Okay. So this is what we'd say in Hebrew. I'll use the phrase ne'um chayeha. She has one speech that she has to use to put it really all in. She has very little time to think about what is she going to say. And whatever she says is really l'chaim v'lamavet, of saving her entire family, household, estate, the entire estate there. That's what she has to do in those words. She does it brilliantly. This is a speech that's really worthwhile spending 2-3 hours on analyzing the speech. But the components, we got a very basic idea here. And now we're left, is David going to be Esav or not? The greatness of David, when he's described to us as an Admoni, there's one other characteristic. He's not just red. By the way, Admoni is probably not a redhead. It's not redhead. Admoni is probably ruddy.
Right.
So, there's one other characteristic. Does anybody remember another characteristic of David? Admoni im yefe'einayim. A nine is the ability to judge and to see. So he is ruddy, but he also has yefet a nine. I would say tov a nine. It is to know, the a nine is the judgment. It's the judgment of a person. And he has the ability, he's not just the ruddy character, which is the murderous character of Esav, he also has the tov ro'i, yefet ro'i. The ability to really to listen, judge, examine. Vayomer David, Vavigayo, Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael Asher Shlachech Hayom Hazalikvati. This blessed God who had sent you. He realizes that he was at a certain point where he would have lost everything. Uvaruch ta'amech. Ta'am here is wisdom. Ta'amu uru'u kitov Hashem. Ta'am is wisdom, is sense. Right? Ta'am is a sense. He blesses. Baruch ta'amech. Uvrucha at. Asher kilitani hayom hazemi bo bedamim. You have withheld me from murder. Vehoshayadili. Ve'ulam chay Hashem Elokei Israel. By my word. Had you not come here, lulei mihad v'tavoli krati, kim notal navalad ora boker mashtin bekir. Had you not come when you came, that would have been the end of the entire family. Vayikach David miadat asher hivielo. She takes the gift, he takes the offering. V'amar alila shalom leveitech, re'i shamati bekolech v'asa panaych. I've accepted your offering. This story is not only a great story about Avigayah, it is no less great than about David. to be willing to accept a bracha. Mm-hmm. And accept is the greatness of David. And to realize, from a woman, yafeh, is a greatness of David, who's willing to sit at his degree, after he's been humiliated in public in front of the 600 people, who's this David? Nonetheless, he accepts that as a great story of David. But Tavah Abigail of Naval, then Abigail comes home, which he's drinking, he's having a king's feast. Now this is extra criticism to Naval. It's not like they didn't have enough food there. There's plenty and plenty of food. There's a little play of words here. Our Naval, which is a jug of wine. That's our Naval. His whole body is one big jug of wine. She didn't tell him anything. She didn't say, I just gave away some vahiba boker. When the wine leaves the wine jug, when he sobers up, his heart became a stone. Now, what does it mean? So the commentaries give different interpretations. First of all, he had a heart attack. What, you went ahead and you gave him? Or maybe he's very, very scared now of David. Maybe he realized his mistake, how foolish he was. Vayehi ke'aseret hayamim, 10 days later, he dies. Chazal, by the way, learn from here. These 10 days, Eile Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom Kippur. What they're meaning is say God gives him 10 days, 10 days to do tshuva. 10 days to recognize that he made a mistake. He doesn't do that. There's no change in him. And after 10 days, Vayigof Adonai Naval Vayamot. Vayishma David, Ki Met Naval Vayom. And David hears that Naval had died. Vayom Baruch Hashem Asher Ravet Rif Cherpati Miyad Naval. Blessed God who had fought my battle, which was exactly what Abigail said. God will take, this is not your job, it's not man's job to make justice. You have to protect Am Yisrael from enemies. But because someone didn't, you shouldn't be wasting your energies, and it's not your job to pay back. It's just someone owes you, you go to the court system. It's not your job. And here God, Nagafoto, and God, he blesses God, and he also blesses God for et avdo chasach mera'ah. Bless God who had spared me from doing immorally the wrong thing. Chasach avdo mera'ah. Ve'tra'at naval heshiva donai beroshol, and God had paid him back what he deserves. Vayishlach David ve'deber ba'avigal lekachta lo le'isha, and David now is going to keep his word to Abigail, and he's going to marry her. Now, what's the purpose of this marriage? This is clearly one of those political marriages, because if what we said is true, that the family, that Naval is opposed to David, because there's some sort of the argument over which family deserves the leadership, David marries Michal. Those are political marriages of joining Malchut Yehuda together with Bnei Rachel, having a unified marriage. Likewise here, this is probably a political marriage in order to get the opposition part of a coalition. He marries Abigail. She gets up, and she quickly goes and she marries. This story cannot be studied. That was the basic story. This story cannot be studied in a vacuum. We have to understand the next story. And a story, this next story is a story of Shaul. The story of Shaul takes place also in Midbar Yehuda, when Shaul is chasing after David. And now I want you to listen to this story. Vayakom Shaul, Shaul gets up, and he goes to Midbar Zif. Ve'ito shloshet alafim. Now the number 3,000 is not coincidental. The number 3,000 reminds us of the 3,000 sheep, which is a biblical literary way of connecting stories. Sometimes it's by numbers. So he's there with 3,000 soldiers in Midbar Yuda. All of them are chasing after David. The Bakesh of David in Midbar Zif. Vayichan Shaul, he camps out. Vayakam David, Vayavol HaMakom Asher Chanasham Shaul, Vayar David et HaMakom. So David sees Shaul camping out with his people, Sham Shaul, and Shaul is laying down, sleeping, and all of his men are around him, sleeping. Vayan David vayomer l'Achimelech Hachiti v'Avishai ben Tzruya achi Yoav le'emor. He turns to his generals that are with him, David, his the men who are in charge, not yet generals, says, let's go down to the camp of Shaul. And they come down in the middle of the night. Vayavo David v'Avishai ela am laila v'hine Shaul yashen. Shaul is sitting and his spear is by his head, stuck in the ground. V'chanito me'ucha ba'aretz mirashotav. The spear is in the ground, right near his head. Ve'avner ve'ha'am shochvim svivotav. This is like the dream come true of Shaul. This is the end of all of his battles. Shaul's bodyguard, Shaul's general, Avner Ben-Ner, everyone is sleeping. Ve'chanit, the spear which David knows all too well, that spear that's numerous times Shaul would take it and aim it at David, is right over there by his head. Avishai, who happens to be the first cousin of David and one of his warriors, Avishai tells David, Vayom Avishai David, Sigar Elohim et hayom et oivecha biyadecha. Clearly, this is the hand of God. God is serving you, your enemy, on a silver platter. Sigar Elohim biyadecha hayom et oivecha biyadecha. V'ata kenona b'chanit v'aretz pam achat. V'lo yishnelo. One strike and that's it. Pam achat. One time and it's the end. What's David going to answer? It's beautiful, David's answer. Because we see David here is using Abigail's words. Vayomer David el Avishai. Al tashchiteyo. Don't touch him. Ki mi shalach yado b'mashiach Adonai v'nika. Vayomer David, Chai Hashem. And by my word, Chai Hashem. And where do we know vowels from? Avigail, they're all talking. Ki hashim Hashem yigfeno o yom... Im Hashem yigafeno, if God kills him, the word to kill is yigafeno here, which is the same word that was used with Naval, the way he died. If God kills him, b'met, o b'milchamai aret v'nispa, if God wants to get rid of him, he'll get rid of him. Chalila lim Hashem, heaven forbid, mishloach yadi b'mashiach Hashem. I will not, malchut, leadership cannot be taken by force. Leadership is granted by God. And he learns this from Avigail, and Avigail's words he's going to echo and repeat to David. Yes?
But this story that he had an opportunity to kill Shaul is even before the story with Avigail. The Abigail is between the two opportunities.
The two, yeah, but there he'll cut off a...
Kanafa Beged.
You're right. You're right. It's even before, but here he's clearly. I don't think he says Chalila. Well, you know, after class we'll look it up. We'll look it up after right afterwards. Take the water and take his water jug. He won't even take the first time he cuts off his piece of his garment, and this time he doesn't even do that. Because he feels bad. Cutting off a person's garment is taking away. He won't do that. That's, Avigail really has an effect on him, an effect on how he perceives Malchut. And from here on, he will never try by force to take a Malchut. She really has an impact on him. And I just want to end, since we have to end soon, but I just want to end with one other important idea that's also been brought here. When you read these stories, there's many phrases here that are taken from the story of Ruth. the story of Ruth. First of all, we have Boaz gives Ruth to eat from the same type of foods here. We have the Kali, Carmel. We have the grain, the roasted grain that he prepares. We have the two women who bow down and thanking the man. Ruth bows down to Boaz. Here we have, they both refer to themselves as Amatecha. They both get praised in very similar phrases. He'll say, Bruchat, Boaz will tell Ruth, Bruchat Lashem Biti, Heitach Chazdecha Charon, Harishon Me'acharon. And here, David blesses Abigail. Bruchat, almost in the same words. What is the connection between you? Rabbi Amnon Bazak wrote a very beautiful article on this. And he says, Ruth's kindness merited Ruth, her kindness that she showed Naomi, the hakarat hatov that she had, the great hakarat hatov, and not only hakarat, just the kindness of Ruth, years later, the beneficiary of that kindness is going to be her great-grandson. Her great-grandson is the one that's going to benefit from her kindness, and he benefits through Avigail. And why, of all people, why the great-grandson, David HaMelech? Because there's no other person in Tanakh that knows how to show gratitude and kindness than David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who shows kindness to the descendants of Shaul. David HaMelech, who is there anyone that's left? David HaMelech, who makes sure to show kindness to anyone who supported him as he was running away. One who knows how to show gratitude, which is David, he will be the beneficiary of his great bubby roots through Abigail. And with that, we end for now. Amnon Bazak. Rav Amnon Bazak.
Hi, Kitty.
Money.
Oh, good. I'm going to
do you know how to stay off? I can't get it. I've just come back from the airport.
Would you believe it? You don't know. I woke up this morning, and when somebody's traveling, I always check my email right away.
The email from the Oh, my God. Oh, I can't. I got it to I didn't even
There she is. Wait. Ariel, I can't get this to shut off. I hit the red, and then he told me to push this. I pushed it. Do you know how to do it?
Yes.